This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel. The first UN relief plane has landed in Myanmar. Three more are due to land by the end of the day. The planes have been waiting to take off for days. They're carrying supplies for the Southeast Asian country, also known as Burma. American planes are standing by, too. Myanmar still won't let the U.S. planes land. A handful of smaller shipments from neighboring countries arrived earlier in the week. Up to 100,000 people are feared dead. As many as a million have lost their homes. Aid may be trickling in, but hundreds of thousands of cyclone victims haven't tasted it yet. The BBC's Paul Donaher has seen the devastation in Myanmar.
We've been driving through the Irrawaddy Delta and we've seen scenes of complete devastation. People are trying to rebuild their lives, but their homes have been completely destroyed. They have no food, they have no water, and they're getting no aid. And the real tragedy is that there are hundreds of thousands more who are locked behind those broken roads, those blocked bridges, and no one knows what's going on with them. Now they're living with tens of thousands of dead people lying around them. And until the international aid groups get in, that's only going to get worse.
The BBC's Paul Donaher reporting from Myanmar. China is pushing the military government in Myanmar to open up. Western governments and relief groups say Myanmar has been slow to let aid workers and supplies in. Myanmar doesn't have a lot of friends in the world, but has generally been an ally to China. There's hope pressure from China will enable aid workers to do more on the ground. China hosts the Olympics in Beijing this summer. Today, the Olympic flame reached the top of the world. It's the latest leg in its often controversial relay. NPR's Louisa Lim has the story from Shanghai.
China aired a live television broadcast of the Olympic flame reaching the summit of Mount Everest, the highest point in the world. A team of climbers carried out a torch relay for the last few meters of the journey. One of them cried out the Olympic slogan, "One World, One Dream," as he carried the torch. During the live broadcast, one commentator could be seen crying tears of joy. At least two of the torchbearers were Tibetan, in a move perhaps aimed at underlining what is supposed to be a journey of harmony. But the torch relay overseas has been dogged by protests against China's human rights record, and the Tibetan leg of the journey has been criticized as symbolizing Chinese domination over the region, particularly after its recent crackdown on protests there.
NPR's Louisa Lim reporting from Shanghai. The torch carriers were, no doubt, bundled up for the altitude. A hiker in Arizona is in trouble for his outdoor garb, specifically nothing. Deputies arrested a man in Sedona, Arizona for hiking butt naked. Two women complained when he approached them and offered to take their pictures. Deputies tracked them down. The hiker said he didn't know nude hiking in public parks was illegal. Turns out it is, and it's called indecent exposure. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Just claim ignorance. Thanks, Mark.
I didn't know nude hiking was illegal. I mean, I guess they don't give you a little pamphlet that tells you that, but
it only comes up in the summer, too, so
yeah.